Oh, amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus. It is an honor and a privilege to be before the people of God this morning. I give God praise and I magnify him. What we want to do now, I want to pray for the children first, the little children in the house, so they can go into their class, and then we will do our regular prayer, and I have some things I'd like to talk about. So can I have all the children to come up here? All the children, like, bring them around here. Come on, children. Come on, children. I mean, the little children, baby, not the big children. Oh, okay. Amen. I know you're a big girl, but come on, big girl. Come on, come on. I know you're not a baby. and in between kids, y'all come on up too. Uh-huh. Got you too. Amen. And Dad, you're probably going to have to hold big man because he ain't let me hold it. So you come on over here, Dad. Amen. Give God praise and magnify him. Amen. And if I can have them two reverends back there, them two preachers back there. Amen. The two ministers back there. If I say the right word, they'll listen to me and come up, won't they? Amen. Them two soldiers back there. Them two preachers. There you go. I knew one of them words would get you. Amen. And Nathan to help Brenda and surround the kids. Oh, look at it all in the ties and the, my goodness. Amen.
I forgot
something.
I have gel in my hair.
Oh, you got gel in your hair? Amen. Oh, amen. I don't have any in my hair. I need hair to do that. Amen. I want to pray for the children. Can you, Papa, can I bring you over here? Because I don't want to turn my back to him. So, Papa, you come over here. Amen. Amen. I need your children. I need you guys to raise your hands up like this. Children, raise your hands up like this. Amen. Hi, Aiden. Amen. Can I get the children to repeat after me? Y'all look at me. Look at me. I need you children to repeat after me. You know what? Because the big kids feel awkward with the little kids. So Brenda, you and Lloyd take the bigger kids and pray with them. I'm going to pray with the smaller children, okay? Yes. I'm going to pray for the smaller children. Come on, Aiden. Come on over here. All the little children, come over here. All right, come on. Come on. I got one more smurf. What's happening, Kevin? Dressed like his daddy. Amen. Come on, Papa, because I want to pray. Amen. Y'all come over here. Come over here.
Come on.
Where you going? Come on. Amen. Come on, y'all. Come on. Y'all repeat. Turn around. Repeat after me. Say, Father God.
Father God.
Oh, turn around this way. It's okay. Father God.
Father God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We thank you. For today. We thank you.
For
your blessings.
For your blessings.
And we thank you.
For our families.
Keep us safe. And in your loving arms.
That we
will be
good servants
to you. In
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Now give Jesus a air high five. Come on, do him like this. Come on, give Jesus a high five. There you go. Give him a high five. There you go. All right. Amen. All right. So Minister Lloyd is going to take the little children back to class, and the teenagers, if y'all choose, can go with them. Amen. Or they can sit down and be part of the prayer. Amen. All right. That's fine, baby. You can go in class. You can, if it's okay with your dad, it's okay with us. Amen. So good morning. We're trying to involve the children in the prayer because this is the foundation. This is where they're taught. This is where they learn that they don't come to church just as a spectator, but they come into the house of God as a working member of the body. Amen.
Amen.
And the children are extremely important to this ministry, to every ministry, and to God. Amen. So now I want to pray for those online that are still seeking salvation or that are still in limbo. Amen. I feel so much better. I do. I feel so much. Amen. So can I get a couple of soldiers to come up here and stand with me? Amen. Brother Ryan, it's awesome to have you here this morning. Can I have a couple of soldiers to stand here with me and to, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just look a little chaotic, but it's a controlled chaos, right?
Okay.
Oh, it's going to get there. Okay. Amen. Amen. It is good to see you, David. Reuben. Amen. Of course I remembered his name. I've been missing him for a month. Amen. I remember him. Amen. Tasha, come on up here. Tasha, you ain't no stranger here. Get on up here. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for the people that have not made a choice. You can also take the remote for the TV, him. Okay. We're praying for the people that have not made a decision yet. We're praying for the people that don't know that they don't know. We're praying for the people that need to repent while there's still time to repent. God, Abigail, God is doing something. I can feel it in my spirit. I can't stop smiling. I don't know what he's doing, Nikki, but I know he's doing something. I can't stop smiling because he's doing something. I thank God for the opportunity to be in this place, in this position. I thank God for having the mindset to want to serve God and to be a servant of the living God. Father, we're praying for those that have not made that choice. We're praying for those that are fighting that choice. We're praying for those that don't know that they don't know, that think once saved, always saved is the gospel. We're praying for those that don't understand that they need to give their whole lives to you. We're praying for those that have not repented for their sins. We're praying for those that still have a chance to say yes unto you. We're praying for those that need to understand that this is their only opportunity to get in with the presence of God. This is it. Once they leave this atmosphere, this arena, once they leave this place, there's no changing. However they left here will dictate what happens to them after that. So Father, we're praying for healing and deliverance of the minds of those that need you and that have not yet accepted you. We give you praise and we magnify you because you are the only true and living God. We rebuke everything that comes against the word of God. We rebuke everything that comes against the righteousness of God. We rebuke everything that comes against the knowledge of God. We rebuke everything that refuses to come under submission to the Most High God. We rebuke everything that is fighting the presence of God. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it and we call it out in the name of Jesus, and let the power of God rain down on that so it will be removed from the presence of God. We bless you, Lord God. Please, in these moments, in these hours, we're praying that those that don't know will come into the knowledge and the light of God. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. I have something. One on Thursday night, we don't normally have guests here on Thursday during the Hebrew club. But this Thursday we had a guest. He's not really a guest because he's a member of the body of Christ. Well, he's not a guest. He's a family member. And it is Pastor Brandon from Word of God Ministries. And he came in on Thursday and his mere presence just blessed the house. He's taller than Pastor Sandy. That's a big old brother. He's that's a big dude. And I tried to hug him, but you know, it's only so much you can do when somebody that tall, you know. Amen. And he came in and he gave us two bags of these, and it says Jesus is my Savior. And you know, you can minister to people without saying a word. You can talk to people without saying anything. And I've been wearing this band, and we have a limited supply. First come, first serve. Pastor Tahira will have them. She'll be able to send them to you. She's gonna need a mailing address and a name. And as long as, until our supplies run out, we have them. But I'm wearing mine, and it is awesome. I have some for everybody in the house this morning. Okay. So, amen. David, I'm giving this to you because I don't want no trouble.
Thank you.
Amen. And so, we have, I think I have enough for everybody in the house today. Okay. But the first come, first serve. And I'm telling you, it was a wonderful blessing. We don't charge anybody for anything. Do we charge anybody for anything?
Never have.
We don't even charge you for the postage. We send things all over the world. God has put us in a position to be able to do that. These dog tags that we have, you want to know why we have dog tags? You want to know why we wear them? Nikki, wear this. I mean, not wear this. What does this say?
You want me to see
it? I want you to see it.
It says, Davis Benjamin, Senior Pastor, S4C Long Beach. 05/05/2000.
Oh, that's the wrong one. This is the one I want you to read.
That's even worse. Benjamin Davis, S4C Long Beach. Soldiers for Christ, soldier for life.
Amen. Amen. I love Leslie. You okay, baby? You sure? You want some Gatorade? Want some apple juice? Okay. Soldiers for, why do we wear these? Why do we wear these? We're trying to find a way to connect the global family.
Amen.
So if I go to Japan and one of our members are wearing one of these, amen. If we go to Florida and one of our members are wearing one of these, I know where you got it.
Right.
We instantly connect.
Right.
Amen. If we go to Paris and one of our members are wearing one of these, I'm like, I know you. You a soldier for Christ. Soldiers for Christ, soldiers for life.
Amen.
It's just another way of testing or witnessing to people without even having to say a word. And guess what? We don't charge for those either.
Amen.
Amen. We'll send them to anybody, anywhere. Now, let me tell you something. I know I got a couple of emails last week, and they were saying, well, not email, but I saw in the chat room, well, we asked for ours, and we haven't got it yet, and I guess I ain't going to get one. Stop being silly. We want everyone that asks for anything that we're giving out to have it. We're not trying to hold back. But believe it or not, sometimes we do run out of stock and we have to reorder stuff. And sometimes it takes me a minute. And if it's coming from the East Coast or wherever all that snow is, sometimes things get delayed. But Pastor Tahira is working diligently because she's over the distribution. She's working diligently to make sure. So if, hi, Pastor Drea. Amen. She's like, hello, trying to tip in. And so if it takes a minute, if you think it's been a reasonable amount of time and you haven't gotten it yet, just send a nice email saying second request for if you have it, I would appreciate it. Something like that. Don't be mean now. Amen. Just be nice. And the address, you know, if you don't send us an address, what are we going to send it back to us? Send the address. Okay, so we know who you are. And a name, and a name don't hurt either. Man, we want you to have this stuff. This is what God has put on our hearts. This is what God has made part of this ministry. And we want you to have whatever he wants us to give you, we want you to have it.
Yeah.
Okay, but now don't be ignorant. You know, be nice. Because remember, all this stuff is free. And it is quality stuff. We don't send out cheap stuff. Somebody sent us a bunch of Bibles that we paid for, and they were just trash. I had to send them back and get a refund.
Right.
And order some Bibles that we know, good Bibles, right? Amen. So we're just doing what God has commanded us to do. And you have an opportunity to be a part of this. He's going to be running after a while. We have an opportunity to be a part of this. We just ask that you would remember that there are people, and a lot of people do a lot of stuff, and they're not asking for anything. They just do it because they love you. Amen? Amen. So I think that was it for my commercials. Amen. Amen. I think that was it. Amen. So now we're still concerned about the people back in Texas and the East Coast and North Carolina. I understand now they're looking for 5 days of rain. So they went from snow to freezing snow to bursting pipes to rain, and that snow is heavy. It might not feel heavy when it's falling, but when you get enough of them boogers together, and then if it freezes, it's so the roofs, the foundations of the houses, you know, so we still need to keep praying because it's not over yet. I don't know why it is that way, but I don't know, but we still need to keep it. Now, this is the thing. If you are a member of this house and you're having some issues, if there's anything we can do to help, you need to contact us. We don't really want to go through a third and fourth person, company, because we don't know the history of that. We don't want to try to support something we know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
Right, pastors? Am I right?
Yeah.
And so, but if our members contact us directly, and it's not hard to contact us, send us an email, contact us, I promise you, we'll do the best that we can. I'm not saying that we're going to be able to build you a new house. I'm just saying if we got a bag of rice laying around somewhere, we'd be happy to send it to you. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because some people get really, you know, so you got to break it down so
and
people understand.
Are free.
Come here. And prayers are free. Amen. I mean, well, prayers don't cost dollars, but prayers don't cost dollars, and we'll pray for you from now on.
Yeah.
You know, just let us know. Amen. We'll pray, and we thank God for Warhammer and Karen Fox and all those people that are helping to keep us in the loop. Octavia, all those people, my brother, that are keeping us in the loop. We're still praying. Do you have, is that a good Bible?
That looks like a new Bible.
Is it a teeny weeny little Bible? Is that?
You got young eyes.
You got young eyes? Amen. You good? You need another Bible or you straight? You good? Okay. We want to make sure that we help take care of the people that God has placed in our ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you don't have to be a member of this church for us to send you things. You don't have to be. You don't have to have donated. You don't have to be on the books as a member. You know, just say, I would love to lead. You know, I would love some more. Yeah, follow me.
Amen.
Okay, so I can leave that alone now,
yes.
Right? Okay, good.
Amen.
Jumbo mouth over here. Amen.
Okay, so we're praying for Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Her daughter tried to commit suicide this week. This is the one we've been praying
for.
Oh,
yes. Okay, Kathleen. Somebody asked me once, well, can you still get to heaven if you commit suicide? I don't want to take the chance. Because once you get on the other side, that's it.
Yeah.
But the Spirit of God is not going to lead you into suicide.
Amen.
The Spirit of God is not going to lead you into cutting your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of God is not going to lead you into overdosing. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, the Spirit of God is not going to lead you to a gin bottle either.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
The Spirit of God will lead you to righteousness, because my faith is not in things that are here. My faith is in God above. Whatever I'm dealing with, none of that is going to fix what I'm dealing with. At best, it will mask what I'm dealing with temporarily while you're getting into other trouble. Right?
Amen.
It'll mask whatever it is that you're dealing with, but the problem is still there. If you're taking pills to avoid a problem, when you sober up, the problem is still there, if it's not worse. If you're drinking to avoid a problem, when you finish, the problem is still there. What you need to do is take that problem to God.
Amen.
You need to take that person or those people to God. You need to take that situation to God, because suicide, listen, I've read the Bible a lot. I've read it, and I don't remember anything in there about what God will do if you commit suicide. But why would you go? But I know it is against the Spirit of God, which makes that a sin. I don't know if he will understand why you did what you did when you meet him.
Right.
And if he's not thinking the same thing you're thinking, it's going to be rough. So why even go there? The Bible says greater is he that's in you than anything that is in the world. So whatever you're dealing with, God is greater than the problem. He's greater than the situation. He's greater than whoever has come against you. He's greater than anything that has attacked your mind. The enemy wants you to commit suicide, so because evidently he knows something that we don't know. Why would you want, and when you, if you do something like that, you are not walking by faith. You are not trusting God. You think that suicide will get you away from God away from the problem, instead of trusting that God can handle your problem. Maybe you still have the problem because you have not fully committed to God. Maybe if you fully commit to God, God will remove you or the problem. You got to give God a chance to do it. You can't ask him today, and because he didn't do it in your time frame, well, God ain't answering my prayer because I've been praying for 3 or 4 days and he ain't fixed it yet. You can't expect God to work on your clock.
Amen.
You've got to allow God to be God. Let God do his thing in his perfect timing, not yours.
Amen.
Joanne, do I get an amen?
Amen.
Leslie, amen. You got to give God an opportunity to do his own thing.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. I don't know what God is doing, but I know he can fix it. Amen. I don't know when God's going to do it, but I know he's going to do it. Amen. I don't know what my deliverance looked like, but I know whatever it is, God did it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray for Kathleen. It's Kathleen, right?
Yes.
Kathleen, one of my prayers is that you would hear this prayer. Mm-hmm. Kathleen, one of my prayers is that you will hear this prayer. Suicide is never the answer, especially now. And not just to Kathleen, but anybody that's that, listen, if you are, because they're children of God that are still wrestling with suicide thoughts. Mm-hmm. There are people that know who God, there's some, I wouldn't be surprised if there's people in this house this morning that have still, that have been or are wrestling with thoughts, because the enemy will bring anything to your mind. He's just hoping you'll take it. Mm-hmm. Well, I've thinking about it, no, the enemy's been bringing it to you.
Right.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this all week. No, the enemy has been putting it in your head all week. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to distinguish whose idea that is. Is this something that came from me, came from God, or came from the enemy?
Amen. Amen.
Because there's always three things going on in your head. It's either God trying to speak to you, the enemy trying to yell at you and deceive you, or you trying to think. There's always, so you have to be close enough to God to distinguish who's talking. And if you are a member of the body of Christ, if you are a child of the living God, you need to recognize God's voice. Mm-hmm. And when something's talking to you that's going against what you know the will of God is for your life, you need to rebuke that immediately in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You need to say, no, that's not God. I'm not accepting that. That's not God. I reject that. That's not God. I do not receive that. That's not my thought. That's not me. That's not me. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And you need to fall on your face and start calling on God. You must do that, because every thought that runs through your mind is not your thought.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything that runs through your head is not you. The atmosphere that you're in, the spirits that you're hanging around during the day, your own thoughts, everything that comes in your mind is not you. And the enemy wants to flood your mind with stuff, hoping that you'll grab onto something.
Yes.
If I flood their minds with 50 thoughts, they're bound to take something, especially if it's something that he know you like. If I just keep flooding their mind with thoughts, they're going to accept something. But listen, let me tell you how to fix that. Flood your mind with Christ.
Yes.
Flood your mind with praise and worship of God. Flood your mind with the word of God. And then there's no room for the enemy to flood your mind. Why? Because it's filled with the word of God.
Amen.
If you just walking around with a big old empty head, the enemy's going to fill it with all he can. Big empty bubble just walking around with nothing in it. The enemy gonna put everything he can in there.
Amen.
Because you ain't got sense enough to let the word of God fill your head.
Amen.
Amen.
I bet they remember that, won't they?
They probably will.
Amen. Because you can't just walk around empty headed.
Amen.
You can't just walk around empty headed and let the enemy fill your mind with all kind of madness. You can't do that. Fill your head with God.
Yes. Amen.
And when the enemy tries to put something in there, it just bounces back. Why? Ain't no room.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Ain't no room. It just bounces back out. Ain't no room.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Then there won't be any suicide thoughts. Then there won't be any risk-cutting thoughts. There won't be any whole-mongering thoughts. It won't be any, I need a joint. It won't be any of that. Why? Because there's no room for that.
Amen.
My mind is filled with the, look, if you got kids, your mind should be full anyway.
Yes.
Amen. If you ain't even got to have kids. Have a kid. That's a whole day right there.
Yeah.
Amen. I dare you to be married. That other half of the day. You ain't got time for nothing else.
Right.
And God forbid you got a job. Oh, it's all over now. Mm-hmm. Amen. You ain't got time for stupidity. You don't have time for I hate pity parties. I'm so sad and depressed. Oh, let me see who I can call. Don't call me. Whoever you call, don't call me. And then call me when the party is over. Don't call me while it's going on, because I am not coming.
Amen.
Amen. You got a problem, take it to God. Don't bring it to me.
Yes.
I help you pray about it. But if you got a pity party, call me after the fact, because I ain't got, because what I'm bringing, you ain't going to want to hear.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. There's a potluck. I got a pot of something for you, and you are not going to want it. Don't call me. Call Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Am I through with that?
Yes.
Did I pray for Kathleen?
No.
Oh. Yeah, she talked to me. Amen. It's not what you said. It's the way you said it.
Oh.
Amen. Let's pray for Kathleen now. Amen. 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 David, you feel me, right? Amen. David, about to cry over there. Amen. I'm just saying, Ryan and Reuben, amen. I'm praying. I'm praying. Oh, Kathleen is not the daughter. Why are you telling me that?
She didn't give her daughter's name.
That's good. Amen.
Amen.
Why are you laughing?
Because the Bible says laughter is good for the soul.
Amen.
I love laughing. I love enjoying the saints. I'm not laughing at. I'm enjoying what Amen. God has given me to do.
Amen.
This is very serious. And I know that. Can I tell you all a secret? I've been there. So I understand. I've been there. So I get it. Amen.
Amen.
If that had happened, I wouldn't be here. I don't know who God would, maybe God would have had David or somebody else here, but it wouldn't have been me.
Right.
And I'd have missed out on everything.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
See, the enemy don't tell you what you're going to miss if you do that. He's trying to hurry you up to do it. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need every believer. Anoint my hands, please. I need every believer to pray with me, to stretch, to reach your hand toward this screen. Whenever you hear this, whenever you hear this, because we want to keep Kathleen and her daughter lifted up and her family and her household. So whenever you hear this, whenever you hear this prayer, I need you to put your hand like this in agreement with us. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every believer that's dealing with suicidal thoughts or hurting themselves or dealing with things. Every believer, every person that's dealing with that, Father, we're praying against that spirit of destruction. We're praying against that spirit of suicide. We're praying against that spirit. We're praying against it because we know it is not from you. And anything that is not from you has to be evil. And we're praying against it in the name of Jesus because you can take that life and change it and turn. It's broken pieces that you want to heal and create a mosaic. Did I say that right? You want to create a mosaic. You want to put the pieces together. You want to make it into something that you desire to see. You want to make a beautiful creation of what the enemy was trying to destroy. You're creating something, Lord. You're creating something, and the enemy wants to destroy what you are doing. But Father, encourage them that suicide is not the answer. Self-destruction is not the answer, but you are the answer. You are the true and living God. You are the answer. Bring your burdens, your problems unto God, and God himself can heal and deliver you. Father, every person that the enemy is trying to talk into suicide, we're asking that you would lift them up and heal their minds, heal their circumstances, give them a heart to want to live. In spite of their environment, give them a desire to live. And not just survive, but to live in Christ. Lord, you can speak to them. You can minister to them. You can send your people to them. I know you can. You did it for me, and I know you can do it for others. Father, Kathleen is praying for her daughter, and we are praying for Kathleen and her daughter and her family and every believer that is standing in agreement with us. We are praying for them, and not just them, but anyone that's dealing with that same type of thing, whether it is the parent or the child or loved one, whoever's dealing with someone trying. Father, you know, Father. Don't let the enemy win. We have the victory. We are victorious. We have the victory because greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. We bless you in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
This is from one of our Hawaii family members.
And we have some more Hawaii members that came online last week, I think. Amen.
This is Sean's sister is just asking for prayer for her daughter, Shaylee. Continuing prayer for Shaylee.
Yes.
She is now reaching out to minister and to people in her family.
Yes.
We were there last year. We had prayed over her that she would have that boldness, and she's actually...
I think I remember. Was that last year?
Last February, yes.
That was just a year ago? Are y'all sure?
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Last year.
It was last year?
2020 was just long.
Great day in the morning.
It was exactly a year ago.
Exactly a year. Did 2020 seem like 2 years long? It was just crazy long. It seemed like we hadn't been in Hawaii in years. And this was just like, okay. What's her name again?
Katrina.
Pastor, why are you all back there? I hate when you way back there. Can you come up here with the other? All in the boot, in the back, in the corner, in the dark. Hey, you, my brother, get over here and take that spot. Amen. I need the authority around me. Amen. Amen. I'll put little spots there for y'all to stand. Amen. Amen. I ain't too crazy about David being over there, but I'm going to leave him alone right now. Amen. Amen. Yeah, y'all. I'll be out. Let me see me. What's her name again?
The sister's name is Katrina. Her daughter's name is Shaylee.
Okay. Shaylee. And who do we pray for? We pray with Shaylee.
Uh-huh. And we're praying for her today.
And we're praying for her today. Amen. Did I see Marcus stepping in here?
He did.
Well, Jesus is Lord. Amen. Wow. Amen. I forgot. What's the name again? Amen.
Katrina
and Lorena. Shayla. Okay. Shaylee. Listen, y'all know names are not my anointing. Y'all know that. That's why I keep you here. Amen.
Is that why you keep me?
Well, that the.
Jesus.
What's the name? Katrina, right?
Katrina and Shayla.
Katrina is the mama, and Shaylee is the daughter. And we pray for Katrina.
We pray for Shayla.
We pray for.
Pray for
Shayla. Oh, okay. I'm gonna pray for these babies in Hawaii. Yes. Amen. And y'all know the names already. Amen. Father God. Why is Joanna way back there? Oh, okay. She got the baby. That's cool. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, when I get to heaven, I want to ask God, what was all that stuff you was telling me while I was speaking in tongues? And I'm going to sit down and listen. I want to know. Because sometimes I think I know, but then I don't know if I know.
Yeah.
You know, you understand what I mean? Yeah. And so I would love for the Lord to tell. Now, remember on this day and that day, I said this. What did that mean? And he'd tell me like, what? And then what did that? I just want to know. Why you need to know? I don't need to know. I'm just nosy, Lord. Please tell me. Amen. That's the truth. You can't lie. You can't lie. I don't need to know, Lord. I just want to know. Ain't that what kids do?
Amen.
All right, David, I'm tired of you being over there. Come right over here. I can't see you over there. There we go. Now. Amen. Now.
Shaylee.
We want to pray for the mama and the daughter. We want to pray for the mama and the daughter and that family, because now she's reaching out to that family to minister the gospel. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for our amazing, beautiful, wonderful families that are ministering to families, because it's hard ministering to your family.
Amen.
That's the toughest job. Woo-wee! I don't know why it's even Jesus said that's a tough job. Even Jesus couldn't minister effectively to in his hometown. Because I don't know why. Maybe because they knew you when you was growing up, or they, you know, I don't know why. It's just tough. So when you got someone that's actually ministering and God bless them, and you're seeing fruit, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. When you can actually see fruit from them, you minister to your kids. You get your kids to come to Jesus because of your ministry, you done something. Because your kids know you better than anybody else. And they want to come to ministry in spite of knowing you. That's a blessing.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the kids know, they know all the little secrets. And they're like, daddy lied more than I do. I ain't going to no church. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They know. And you have a family member that want to come to Christ because of your ministering to them, that's a tremendous blessing. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to these daughters and mothers and fathers and sons, to these loved ones that are ministering to family members and anybody else, Father, we're praying that you will open their hearts and their minds so that they will listen, that you will forgive all sin and unrighteousness, and that you will bring them unto yourself. Father, strengthen those that are ministering. Bless those that are being ministered to, and allow your power and your presence and your light to flow through so that someone will accept you and someone will enter in. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Amen. For everybody that's ministering to family, you have my, well, I don't want to say sympathy, but you have my support, because I know that's a big old job. Amen. Especially if you have grown kids and they got a mind of their own and they want to, you know, shake their head and I ain't got it, you know, and woo, amen. God love you. Amen. Wait a minute. Somebody's missing. Where your crew? They at the crib. But you're here. Amen. Amen. I love it. Amen. Amen. God got a hold of that brother. And we, amen. Hallelujah. We dipped him good. Is that Minister Lori back there? God bless you. Amen. All right. Hey, Donita. Amen. Donita, guess who's here?
Oh, I know.
I know. Amen. First one's here. Amen. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry, but go ahead.
Okay.
Amen. Well, amen.
Tania is asking for prayer.
Tania.
For her mom, Sandy, who is going through chemotherapy and has left her nauseated with peripheral neuropathy, which means she has painful hands and feet.
Oh, amen. What's her name again?
Tania, and the mom's name is Sandy.
Tania and Sandy. Father God, in the name of Jesus. The mom name is Sandy.
Yes.
Father, we're thankful that Tania has brought her mom to us so that we can pray with her for her. Father, you understand what she's dealing with. You understand the pain. You understand the discomfort. You understand what she's fighting against. You understand what's going on in her mind and in her body and in her spirit. You understand the obstacles and Father, you can heal her. You can deliver her. You can fix the things that are going on in her body. You can fix that in the name of Jesus. You said, ask and it shall be what? Given. You said, seek and ye shall find. You told us to knock and that the door shall be open. Hey, Jacqueline, good morning. You told us that I heard you before you called. And I answered while you were yet speaking. Before we said a word, you already knew and had the answer prepared. And while we were still speaking, God, while we were still speaking, you have already answered the prayer. You've already sent the solution. You've already sent the preparation. You've already sent what was needed and what was necessary. You already knew. And Father, we just bless you because we're giving you praise in advance for her healing. We're praising you in advance for her deliverance. We're praising you in advance for what you have already done. Gird her, strengthen her, and bless her. And not just her, but her family and her atmosphere, so that she will have another testimony in you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We pray, we bless you, and we thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Asia, any chat room prayers coming through? Amen, amen. Pastor Nikki, I know you're busy, but I need you to help me. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory Amen. To God. Asia said there's a couple of prayers in the chat room.
Let's get these last.
God is worthy to be praised. God is worthy to be lifted up. I believe that's what he's saying. God is worthy to be heard. God is worthy to be heard. God is always speaking, but people are not listening. God said, I'm worthy to be heard. You need to listen to what I'm saying. You need to hear me. You need to listen to what I'm saying. I am worthy to be heard.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He says, I am greater than your situation.
Yes.
I'm greater than your circumstance. Yes. I'm greater than anything that has afflicted your body or your mind. I am greater than all of those things. Yes. I am worthy to be heard.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'm worthy to be heard. God says, I'm worthy to be heard. You need to listen to me. Yes. You need to hear me when I call.
Yes. Yes.
Tomorrow is not promised. Don't wait until tomorrow to get it right. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. I don't care how saved you are. Tomorrow is not promised. I don't care how long you've known God. Tomorrow is not promised. I don't care how much gospel you have preached. Tomorrow is not promised, even to you. We're not talking about the rapture. We're talking about tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes. Lord.
Yes.
Tomorrow is not promised. So get it right today.
Yes.
Because tomorrow is not promised. God said, you need to listen to what I'm saying. Somebody wants to wait until tomorrow to see how things turn out before they start praising God. They want to wait until after the healing before I praise God. If you're really walking by faith and not by sight, you'll start your praising God now. Because whatever he does is right. Amen. I told God when I was sick, whether you heal me or not, I praise you anyway. Whether you heal me or not, whether we didn't have a car, whether car or not, it doesn't change who you are. When we didn't have a dime, Lord, I don't ever have to get another nickel. I'm going to praise you like I got $1 billion because it doesn't matter.
Hallelujah.
You don't wait until after the fact to praise God. You praise God while you're asking God.
Amen.
You praise him while you're asking. You praise him in faith. Lord, I don't know what you're going to do, but I know it's going to be the bomb. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know it's all right. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know it's going to be the right thing. And so I'm praising you now because I know you're going to do something.
Amen.
Lord, you ain't even got to do it tomorrow. Do it when you get ready. I just know it's coming. I'm praising God because I know it's coming.
Amen.
And even if he doesn't do it, it's not because he can't do it. It's because he says, I don't want to do it. I got something better.
Amen.
You pray, you begging God for a Volkswagen. He said, I'm not going to give you the Volkswagen. Oh, God. He's going to give you that Volkswagen. He said, well, I did have a Rolls for you. You know, but if you just got to have a Volkswagen, we can work something out.
Amen.
I'm praising God in advance.
Yes.
I'll praise God for tomorrow, if I make it. I'm praising God for today, right now.
Yes.
Amen. If I get here tomorrow, because that's a whole new praise.
Yes.
Amen. I got a whole new praise waiting for me. Okay, okay, okay. I'm not sorry, but okay.
Amen.
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 Alice is in Florida. Uh-huh. She's currently in the hospital on oxygen.
Oh.
She has deposited.
Amen. Amen. Talk to you. What's her name?
Alice.
Alice. Whenever you hear this message, I need you to lift your hands up and give God praise because God is in control. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Alice and anyone else that's dealing with the problem that like Alice is dealing with. Father, we're praying that you have already delivered Alice. We're giving you praise right now for Alice's deliverance. We give you praise right now for her complete healing. We give you praise right now for what you're doing for her, even as we speak.
Yes.
You said you heard us before we called.
Yes. Yes.
So before she even told me about Alice, you already heard this.
Yes. Amen.
And then you're answering right now while I'm speaking.
Yes. Amen.
Right now. Is that what he said?
Yes.
He said, I heard you before you called. And I answered while you were yet speaking.
Yes.
Are we speaking now?
Yes.
I heard you before you called, and I answered while you were still speaking.
spouse's healing.
Yes.
I praise God for Kathleen's daughter healing. I praise God. Because Shaitos, healing and deliverance, forgiving all sin and unrighteousness, washed away by the blood, not covered by the blood, washed away by the blood.
Yes.
Washed away by the blood, cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, removed by the blood of Jesus. I bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen, somebody. Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For God is worthy. Did I knock it off? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Now, that I'm sorry about. Amen. Come on, mama. What you got?
Eileen.
Eileen.
She has three-part prayer.
Three-part prayer.
She's praying for healing in her marriage.
We're praying for healing.
Restoration in her mind.
Restoration.
Her physical mind. She had a blood clot on her brain.
Oh, amen.
And her third prayer is for her husband, healing and deliverance from a continuous pattern of sin.
Wow. First of all, your wife praying for you, that's a good woman. Y'all might have disagreements and misunderstandings, but somebody praying for you, trying to keep you from being lost, that's a good woman. Because you got a lot of people that just spend your money and run off.
Right.
But you ain't got a whole lot of people that have a connection with God.
Amen.
That will pray for, oh my God.
Amen.
So I want to pray for his soul first.
Yes. Amen.
I want to pray for his salvation first. Yes. Because the physical stuff, you know, that's important too, but where you're going when you leave here is more important than that.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to pray for that. Spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know what's going on in his mind. This doesn't give the husband's name, right?
No.
You know what's going on in his mind. You know what the cause is for the continual sin. You understand what causes him to continually do that. But God, we are praying that you would do what's necessary to stop the sin, to stop the desire to sin.
Yes. Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
To stop the desire to sin. Can I say something?
Yes.
This week, I don't remember who I was talking to. I don't know who told me. But they were saying that their husband, I think they were saying that their husband was a believer. And that we're talking about it, and that he doesn't drink very much anymore. And he's a strong believer in Christ. Now, a lot of people would say, well, he's still drinking. He ain't no believer. Now, shut up, because I ain't through yet. You don't know about the heroin habit that they had.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know about the other addictions that they had.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's left. I'm shouting for him.
Amen.
Amen. Ah! Because we're so busy to criticize people. You don't know what that person's been through. You don't know. This is the last. This is what the remnant of a ginormous problem that God has delivered them from. And this is all that's left. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's not that I'm condoning anything, but I'm saying I see the smoke from the trail that they've been, and God has brought them to this point, and they're still calling on the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Carry on.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. So that's why I said the desire. Take away the desire, because once you lose that desire, God can knock out the cravings. God can kill a craving as long as you no longer have the desire.
Mm. There you go. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if God kills the craving and I have the desire, I'm almost until I find another one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if God can destroy my desire to want to sin.
Yes.
God can burn up the roads to sin.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I'm praying for their desire. Y'all learning something today, huh?
Yes.
I'm praying for that desire of sin to be broken.
Yes.
So that God can clear the path for their salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Break the desire. Whatever it takes to rip out, to cut up, to disassemble the desire to sin. So that you will have a pathway to their heart.
Yes.
Let it be so in the name of Jesus. That you will get the glory. They'll get the salvation. You will get the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the blood clot that's in my sister's brain.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Laritoshian. You're able to clear the blood clots. You, Father, you created the body, and you created the immune system in the body, and you can speak from your throne and tell her body to behave,
yes,
and to go back to the way it was originally created. You can do that.
Amen.
And so, Lord, I'm praising you for her healing. I'm praising you for her deliverance. What was the first thing?
Healing in her marriage.
And the marriage, let your perfect will be done. Let your perfect will be done. I don't know if they're supposed to be married or not. That's you that know. I'm praying that if it is your will that they be married, heal them.
Yeah.
Bring them together as one so that they can walk in power and authority. If it is not your will, let your perfect will be done. But we're praying, Lord, that if it is your will, mend that marriage. Bring it together so that it will be one strong, unified, fighting force for the army of the Lord.
Amen.
Let your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 So we have two praise reports.
Yes.
Well, Dorinda, we at some point pray for her sister. I tried to find out what that was, but I couldn't find it.
Okay, I don't remember Dorinda.
That's okay. I don't know what the prayer was, but she said her sister is all better.
Praise God. We pray for a lot of people, y'all. We pray for a lot of people.
And Francis is providing.
There you are back there again. I'm sorry, say it again.
Francis is providing several updates.
Okay.
We pray for Pablo, who had surgery.
Uh huh.
He went well.
Yes, praise God for Pablo. I don't remember.
Okay. We pray for Myra, who was having, we prayed for her this week, who was having chest pains.
Uh huh.
And they sent her home. They said that it was anxiety.
I remember that. Yes, amen. Oh, amen, amen. Let it keep rolling, amen.
You know, the core.
Yes.
You know, people don't think anxiety is a big deal, but
it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And to know that was the issue is a sense of relief.
Yes.
In the anxiety, if you understand what
I'm saying. Yes, yes. Anxiety can make you feel like you're having a heart attack.
Yeah.
It can send your blood pressure through the roof.
Yeah.
It can, and it can cause you to feel like you're hurt. It's psychosomatic.
Yeah.
Things that are all in your mind, and you can create, because your mind, your mind is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Your mind can make you believe. There was a woman I read about years ago, she made herself believe that she was pregnant.
Right.
And she went through a whole 9 months, and to find out it wasn't a baby, it was, but she made herself believe that she was pregnant, and she was actually growing. But it wasn't a baby. Because your mind is powerful. So if the enemy can get control of your mind.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
If you can make yourself think you're pregnant,
mm-hmm,
and go through 9 months thinking you're pregnant, that's a powerful mind.
Yeah.
And that's just on what you know.
Yeah.
What does Satan know about your mind that you don't know?
Right.
And what would he do with that? Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
And so we need to make sure that we keep our mind inundated with the power of God, with the Spirit of God, because your mind can tell you that you're in a wonderful marriage, and you got knife cuts up here, bullet holes back here, you know, knots upside your head, but you think everything is fine because your mind.
Yes.
Because that's what you want to believe. You want to believe you're fine. You ain't fine. You're crazy. Well, okay.
Amen.
There are issues.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We need to make sure that God is. Well, I know my son would never shoot anybody. He got the gun and the blood in his hand.
Right. Mm.
But in your mind, I know I raised them right. That might not have anything to do with it.
Right.
You take a couple of pills and all that raising goes right out the window.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We need God to control our mind.
Yes.
You ain't got sense enough to control it. You crazy. You need to let God control your mind. Because if you had that kind of sense, you wouldn't need God in the first place.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Anything in the chat room?
Troy had cataract surgery and it went well.
Yes, Troy. Amen. I guess I'm about out of time. Is Pastor Sandy here?
Amen.
Possibly.
Amen.
Possibly. They just saying that because they want me to shut up.
We just don't know.
Amen. Amen. It's a mystery, I tell you. It's a mystery. Amen. So we're gonna be praying for a few people in the house until Pastor Sandy makes his debut. Amen. And so can I?
Should be praying for.
Ooh, child. Amen. Can we lift up? And listen, if please, we have been commissioned by God to pray for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's a problem. We don't know who you are yet.
Yes.
So you need to contact us. Mm-hmm. We don't ask anybody for money. We don't ask anybody for anything. We do this because this is what God has provided.
Yeah.
And as long as this is what God wants, this is what we do. Amen?
Amen.
Ask anybody. This is I've never met a church like this. I'm not saying that this is the only one. I'm saying it's the only one I know that operates this way. Amen. Brenda said, amen. This is the only one I know. And so we don't sell your information. We don't rent it or lease it out. Your private information is your private information. We don't solicit anybody. We don't have any offering-a-thons. Is that what they call it? Telethons. Telethons. Where we, you know, and for $19.95, you can get a copy of this prayer. You know, we got masks with our name on it for $9.98. It could be yours. You know, Bibles, and we signed the Bible like we wrote it, and we will pass it on to you for $36.62. You know, we don't do none of that madness. We don't do that. We don't do that. Because if we did that, God would not bless us. We'd be just as guilty as the rest of them crooks. Amen. All I'm saying, she's rubbing me. That means be quiet. All I'm saying is this. See, I pick up. I got it. Amen. I don't mean I'm gonna shut up, but I get it. I understand. Remember that, son. When you get you one of them, you remember that. Amen. did y'all hear what she said to me?
No.
She threatened me, y'all. Amen. We thank God for every believer. Amen. We thank God for every believer. We laughter is good for the soul. If you can't laugh in church, what's wrong? Amen. Laughter is good. Amen. So Brother Lloyd is here, but he's ministering to the children. So I'm going to say what he says. Either in the cloud or in the crowd, if we're not raptured, God willing, we'll see you next Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.